Zog the Mishnah, Dav Chof Amad Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom. Last line. The last line, yeah. Zog the Mishnah, Noshim, Vavodim, Viktanim, Ptugin Mikiyashma. Noshim, Apot, Vamol Mitzvahs, Esei, Shazman Groma. So Kriyashma is a Mitzvah, Shazman Groma. Vishoch Becho, Uvkumecho. Frag the Shagasaya, according to the sheet of the Kesem Mishnah, that just like B'shoch B'cho, Me'ikra Din according to Gamliel means the whole night that people are sleeping, B'kumecho means the whole day that people are up. And it doesn't mean Zman Kima, the time that people get up, nor B'kumecho people are up. So Ebezoi, Kriyashma said the whole day and the whole night. So what makes it Zman Groma? Does the Kasha?
There it is that no, it's Zman Groma because Kriyashma Shal Shachris is only B'shoch B'cho. Only b'kumecha, and kriyash mashal arvis is only b'shoch b'cha. So that's called zman groma. It's a zman that's goyrim. So noshim are excluded.
Any mitzvah that's zman groma, that's time constraint, that's dependent on zman, because noshim are busy raising a home, that's their main objective. So any mitzvah that's totally in zman, noshim are potter. They're excluded from mitzvahs that are time constraint because of their obligation in raising a home. That's the lomdas in zman groma.
Now, avodim and evet kanani is a din like an isha. So whenever it says noshim in chazal, it's always noshim and avodim go together. Viktanim, viktanim apotim mikirshma. There's a big machogis Rashi in Tesis, we'll see in a second. Rashi is talking about a cotton that's higia lechinach. And still he's put from Kriyashma for specific reasons. We'll see in Rashi, because he's not near his father to Mechanachim for Kriyashma. And Tosis learns to talk about that is loyig yelechinach. So let's see the Mishnah first, then we'll see Rashi and Tosis. So again, Noshim v'avodim k'tanim, apturim mikriyashma, that's one's mangroma, u'minat tefillin.
Noshim apotah from tefillin, because tefillin is mangroma. There's no chiv tefillin balayla, there's no chiv tefillin on Shabbos. That makes it mangroma for Noshim.
V'chayovin, mashenkin, v'chayivin tefillah. Now, tefillah, the reason is because they're rachmi. Everyone needs rachmonis. Everyone needs tefillah. So they're chayev. Even though you might think that it's zman groma, because it's erev abayk v'tzoroyim, shteit in posuk. So sichov v'emo, Tosis brings, so it's like zman groma, komash from rachmininu. Uve mezuzah, they chayev in mezuzah, and birch samozah, the Gemara is going to make droshes, why they chayev in mezuzah and birch samozah?
Let's see Rashi inside. Talk to Rashi. Noshim v'avodim k'tanim p'turim mekiyashma. Why she mitzvahs eses shazman groma? The kaimelon b'kedushin afchov tes the noshim p'turos mit the raisa from any mitzvah eses shazman groma mitzvahs eses the raisa the mitzvahs v'tfilin nami mitzvahs shazman groma. Who why the sova laila v'shabes loves man tfilin inu. So it's specifically choil and yoim. So it's man groma k'tanim apotu. Why zok drashi afilu kotten shegir lechinach. Even though he's a gyalachinach, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, loy hitilu al oviv lechanchoy b'kiyashma. Why? Levisha einoy motzui tomit kshemagia zman kriyashma.
He's still sleeping by this man kriyashma, so he's not near his father.
Fregan ala de kasha, the next part of the mission is going to say that tefillah, they are chayvin. If the reason why the kid is potter v'chinach from kriyashma, because he's not near his father, so why tefillah mitamol yes? So one teretz, so Rashi l'shitosa is very good. Remember Rashi and Dav Tezvov, but it's sugi that Rav Chizda was liet among the mahada amaya be'idin kriyashma. Someone going now to look for water, and he misses man kriyashma because of that. He was makal someone for that. Don't miss man kriyashma because of the chumra of water. So Rashi over there says, very meduktik dafka when it comes to kriyashma. Liet among the mahada amaya be'idin tzilusa. He was liet someone went to get water when it came to his man of kriyashma. So Rashi says, what's the difference kriyashma and tefillah? Kriyashma is a zman kavua. So you're going to be over this man if you're going to go look for water. Aval tefillah zog Rashi in Daf Tezvov, d'chol hayoyim zmanahu. So tzoch l'mahadar amayah. There's other gesoys in Rashi. Some say it means chatzoys, some a dalat choys. But Rashi l'shitosa, tefillah is the whole day. So there's no, you don't have this lomdas, this svar that Rashi says, the kid is not near his father, because it's the whole day. So in the morning, till this man of service man kriyashma, he's not near his father maybe. Gemal shoys. Mashenkein, the whole day, eventually he gets up. Kids get up eventually too. So that's legabe that. Even the other gizsois that say that tefillah is a zman, but it's a later zman. It's dalet shoyz, it's chatzoyz, we'll see later. So because it's different zmanim, so because it's a later and extended, so by that time, even the kid that's not always near his father is already near his father. So that's why dafka this din of not being near his father is negeya to kriyashma. Now, another big gizsois we see is in chinuch. There's no such thing as chinuch being mechanach a child for an esrog if you're giving him a lemon.
You gotta do the real McCoy. There's nothing as being mechanach on something which is not being mekayim begadlusa if that's not the right way. So there's nothing as being mechanach for kriyashma if it's lachas manoi. Since he can't be mekayim the mitzvah b'shlemusa the oifena mitzvah, which means with this man, so there's no chinuch. Chinuch is with this man of kriyashma. So that's sheet, that's Rashi. Let's see, tell you in a second, but first finish all the Rashis. Zogt Rashi, umenat tefillin. Here Rashi is going on ktanim. Why are ktanim potter from tefillin? Bishum de stam cotton any of their lishma gufa shleya fiach behen. He can't keep a guf noki, so he's potter from tefillin. He can't be shoy me gufoi. That's his potter from tefillin. Rashi and Omen Aleph was referring to noshim bavodim. The reason why they potter from tefillin is because it's man groma. Cotton doesn't have a p'tur as man groma. So man groma is negeya to women because it's Lila and Shabbos. Rashi and Omen Aleph is going on isha. Isha and avodim go together. It's man groma. What's his man groma? Because it's Laila and Shabbos Yontav Lav Zman Tefillin. Why Lagavik Tanim? Because he doesn't know how to watch his gufoy and his Elishma gufoy Shleifich Ben to wear properly. Now why are all of them Chayv in Tefillah? So Rashi, the Tefillah Rachmahu. Tefillah is Rachmanas. Everyone needs Rachmanas. Umi de Rabbonon hi. And Tefillah is de Rabbonon. Fiteknu and Nechomu Mesakenet Afl Noshim Lechinach Tanim. Like we said before, the ktanim were mechayev chinuch ktanim on tefillah, unlike kriyashma where they're not motzui, but by tefillah they are motzui because tefillah is already the time that they're up, so they're near their father. Akoponim, that's why tefillah is different than kriyashma. But Shita's Rashi is very clear that tefillah is the rabbonon. Toisus argues, Zok Toisus, but tefillah pshita is going on the Gemara that said tefillah is poshut that noshem achayev. Why? The havmin is came nechsev elva veik vetzoroim osicha ve'emok mitzes man groma. You might think it's like man groma because it says elva veiker komash v'lon derachmit et echayev and it's not man groma. Zok Toisus ve'Rashi lo goris lei. Rashi is not goris this havmina. Shei tefillah dramonon hi umay mitzes shaych bei. It's not shaych mitzes esesh as man groma if the whole thing is only dramonon. So the sozik machloikus if tefillah is the rice of dramonon. This is a machloekes rishonim halacha lemaisa. What is tefillah? Is tefillah the raisa or tefillah the rabbonon? The mashmorish that tells you that he argues in Rashi is that it's the raisa, and Rashi clearly says that it's rabbonon. Now, shitas Rambam in tefillah in perek aleph halacha aleph, the Rambam says over there that tefillah is a chi of the raisa. So, being that it's a chi of the raisa, so now it starts the sugya of mitzvahs esesh as man groma or noshim potter. It's only by a chi of the rice you can say mitzvahs esesh as man groma. Maybe it's man groma erev avoyker. But if it's a drabonon then there's no mitzvahs esesh as man groma noshma potter. So according to the Rambam, that the havmina is like Toi says, it's mitzvahs esesh as man groma, there should be potter. Komash melon rachmi. Rachmi means yechayev. What are yechayev? Yechayev any minimal tefillah. Any tefillah once a day, something, that's ready enough to be to pater yechayev of rachmi. You have to show some type of moidani once a day and mispal to the Eibishter. But if it's the Rabbonin dikadin, so then pshat is, Rabbonin were misakan for you to be mispal. Just like men have to daven certain amount of tefillahs, shmona esrei, so women have to daven shachris, shmona esrei, and mincha. Ma'ariv not, ma'ariv is reshus, that they were misakan. Musaf is another sugya, musaf is nadova, that maybe not, because they're not bound, but they don't bring carbon nadova. But akoponim, tefillah, if it's the Rabbonin dikadin, they were misakan for women to daven. Shmoneh Esrei. If it's a deraisa gedin, rachmi, that's all it needs. One type of rachmonis once a day. Is it a takon of rachmi or is it stam rachmi? Akvonim Mishabura brings the two shitas. Many women daven, but many women are soymech on the ikka shitas harambam, which is brought on the Shulchan Aruch in Kuvov. Shulchan Aruch, passings like that, that tefillah is the deraisa and noshim are yoitza with. It's man groma, and they yoytze with one bakosha a day because rachmaninu. Right, Tosis itself is not going with the Rambam. I just brought in the Tosis that he veers off from Rashi. At the end, he taka says, "Mekomok miyesh liyashiv the halal drabonon and noshem apotem haitam the mitzvah man groma." So we see a musik of the drabonon. It's still called the mitzvah as man groma, even though halal is drabonon, and it still it goes into the mitzvah as man groma, even though the drabonon is called mitzvah as man groma. But Shitas Rambam is in Siman Kuvov, Ayin Mishaburisham, two Shitas Legabe Tefillah. Now, so Taisa Nomad Aleph says, Viktanim Pturim Mikriyashma. Pirsha Kuntus, so Rashi said that what? Even a cotton Shigia Lechinach is not near his father, and that's his part from Kriyashma. Pirsha Kuntus, a cotton Shigia Lechinach, Veloini Hira, the Pergul of Agozel, Amrin on Kotna Idea Lishmar Tefillin, Oviv, Chayev, Liknois Le Tefillin. So he has to buy him tefillin. Almak shegia lechinuch de shayche be tefillin. He's chayv be tefillin. Uve kriyashma nami yesh lechayv yoysa mistoma. If he's chayv in tefillin, he's chayv in kriyashma. Tefillin and Kriyishma go together, right? You call Kriyishma with Tefillin. So he's chayven clearly in Kriyishma. So that's, and that's by Higia Lechinuch. Umid Ashkan Hosam Kotne Yedele Daber, Ovim Melam de Teru, Posse Kriyishma Kriyishma. So Zog Tesis, Venir Lebeinu Tam, Demayri Bekotne Shalo Higia Lechinuch. Because how could you say that what? That he's plot from Kriyishma. Because he's a Giyal Chinuch, he tells brings a clear raya that Oviv Chayev, Lelam de Torah, Kriyashma, by Giyal Chinuch. So how do you say he's part from Kriyashma? Vinir Rabbein Tam, Demai, Bekon, Shaloi Giyal Chinuch. And that's why he's talking part from Kriyashma. Umi Yosef, Dikton, Vichayev, Mitfila, Hoya, Ri, Rotsa, Loima, Demai, Bekon, Shigiyal Chinuch. When it comes to Tfila, over there it's a Giyal Chinuch. Why? The Loya Giyal, Havel, Chayev, Mitfila. Doesn't make sense. We Chayev, Mitfila, we're not like Giyal Chinuch. Veloy Nihira. So, Tosafos wants to learn now, the Reish is talking about that he's potter because he's loyigia, and the safer that he's chayev is mitamoligia. Avdem zaktez v'loy nihira, dim ken loy havelu l'ktanim dumi denoshim v'avodim, then it's time not negay one to another. That's similar. She p'turim b'chol inyi, they potter all inyonim. Here you're differentiating by higia and loyigia. V'ktanim ene p'turim ela b'shloyigia. According to this, ktanim only potter by loyigia l'chinuch. V'ene idea lishma t'filiv. Upirish ben etam, Tosis argues, and this is a maskon of Tosis. The vadai airi hakol b'kon shligia shaloy higia l'chinuch. Everything is talking about loy gi alachinuch. So the race is very good. Why they put from Kriyashma is loy gi alachinuch. V'chayov in the sefer koi anoshim v'avodim l'chud. It's not going on k'tanim. K'tanim by gi alachinuch is not the sefer. Av k'tanim apotah mikol v'kol kevin the loy gi alachinuch. Meaning the whole mission is talking about k'tanim shloy gi alachinuch and Kriyashma the potah and tefillah is talking about loy gi alachinuch. They talk about potah. They're not chayov and the sefer is not talking about k'tanim when it says chayov and tefillah, but it's loy gi alachinuch. So they talk about potah. And who is chayiv in the sefer? Noshim v'avodim. Doesn't discuss ketanim. Now the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin, brings these two days. Deis Rashi and Deis Tosis. That means, halacha l'maisa, are ketanim shehigia l'chinuch, even by higia l'chinuch, Rashi says, their potter was not near the father. And Tosis says, the sugi of potter mikriyashma is talking about lo higia l'chinuch. But higia l'chinuch according to Tosis, they're chayiv. Shulchan Aruch brings both days. And it says roi lochush l'shitza benutam shetin poiskim. That means that by loy higia lechinuch, you should be mechanach. Loy higia lechinuch. That's when you potter. But higia lechinuch, you should mechanach your children for kriyashma. And that means with this man kriyashma. Because without this man, that's not a chinuch. You don't give a lemon instead of an esrog. So mechanach according to Rabbeinu Tam, by higia lechinuch, you should be mehader to roi to mechanach them for kriyashma and this man. You're telling me that what? That noshim avodim ktanim apturim mikriyashma. Choritz pshita mitzesh zman groma. So of course noshim and avodim apotah from mitzesh zman groma. Noshim pturois. Zog di gemara ma'ode teima hoyel veis be malchus shemayim. After all, kriyashma is kabbalas malchus shemayim. Kabbalas malchus shemayim women also need. Kamash Milon, that they're potter because it's Mitzvah's essay, Shazman Groma, even though it's Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Uminat Filin, again, Dr. Mora, they're potter, Pshita, Mao the Tema, because it's Man Groma. Dr. Mora, Mao the Tema, Hoyle the Iskish Lemezuza. After all, it says Ukshartem, which is talking about Tfilin, then it says Uksaftem, and then it says Yichsaftem Amezuzois. So just like Mezuzah, Noshem Achayev, like we see soon in the Gemara, which the Mishnah says, so maybe Tefillin shows to be Chayev. Kumash on that you're not makish one to another. Zog the Gemara, v'chayovim b'tefillah. The Chayev in Tefillah. Why? Zog the Gemara, the Rachman inu. After all, Tefillah is Rachmim. Now, like I said, Tefillah's Musaf is not Rachmim. Tefillah's Musaf is in a Dover, so that's the whole sugya later on, Lafchavov, if the Gabi Musaf, the Chayev or not. So, Ma'ur, the Tema, you might think, why shouldn't it be chayv? It says after all, it says in the pasuk, erev vavoyke v'tzoroyim k'mitzes esesh as man grome domi. That Tosafos brought this, that you might think it's like mitzes man grome, and then noshim should be part from tefillah. Komash melon, because it's rachma, they take a chayv. Zog the Gemara, uve mezuzah, pshita, why shouldn't it be chayv in mezuzah? What's mezuzah not negated as man grome? Zog the Gemara, ma'aretema, hoyo v'iskish letal metera. After all, there's a hekesh of mezuzah. It says v'lemaratem oisim is b'neichem, and next to that it says uchsaftem amezuzah beisecha. Just like Talmud Torah, we know noshem apotah because it says b'neichem. It doesn't say b'neisechem. V'lemaratem is b'neichem. So even though it's not zman groma de potah, So, because it says b'neichem lo b'nei seichem, so you might think, so mezuzah too, there should be potter. Komashlon, it says l'man yir b'yameichem, gavl bo'y chay, neshele bo'y chaya, b'tmiyah zog rashi, of course they chayv the mezuzah. That's going to be the reason why mezuzah, it's the takanat potter. So you might have to say, hoyle iskis tamater, komashlon, gavl bo'y chay, neshele bo'y chaya, of course they need l'man yirbu. So of course they chayv in mezuzah. U'birch zamozoin, zog the gemara, pshita, why should it not be chayv? It's not magoma. Ma'aretem, you might think, hoy luksiv, says Hashem lochem, be'erev bosel lechol, v'lechem b'boikol lisvoya. Moshe Rabbeinu said, there's times for meals. Breakfast in the morning, bos in the evening. So it's magoma, there's certain times. So k'mitzvah se'esesh is magoma domi, it's not a mitzvah. You're allowed to eat breakfast in the afternoon. You're allowed to eat dinner midnight. There's no zman be'etzim. But l'mais, it's like a zman groma. There's a certain time to make an order. So you might think it's like zman groma. K'mashalon, that then it's not in the taka chayiv. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Adar Bar Rav, Noshim chayovas b'kiddush hayoyim d'var teira. When it comes to kiddush hayoyim, zog hasiyom eshabes the katshoy, zecher al hayayin, noshim hachayim kiddush hayoyim. Zog the Gemara, Amai, l'choy, why? If kiddush hayoyim is dafka b'yoyim, so am I? It's mitzvah man gromeninu. There should be potter. From mitzvah man gromeninu, no shema pturois. Of them, enter the gemara omer abaya mid rabbonon. You're right. The attacker only chayev mid rabbonon because mitzvah man gromen the potter mid rabbonon the kedin. Fact the gemara, how could you say it's rabbonon? Omer le rove vod vater komer. It says omer avad ba aven no shem chayovis bekiddush hayoyim dvar teira. You tell me it's rabbonon. Zog the gemara another kasha va'oid. Kol mitzvah essay nechayvin mid rabbonon. If you tell me even zman gromas that they usually potter on mid rabbanon the chayev, so every mitzvah zman gromas noshes should be chayev mid rabbanon. We don't say the chayev mid rabbanon on kriyishma. We don't say the chayev mid rabbanon on all the other zman gromas on lulav etc. Zog mora el omarova. The reason why the chayev in kiddush hayoyim omakro zochor v'shomor. There's two parshas of aseres hadibros. So in the second parsha, one it says zochor and one it says shomor. So zochor we compare one to another. Kol sheyesh to b'shmira. Women are avad chayev in all the loisal semalachas of Shabbos. So yesh nebeschira the chayv in zocher al hayayin. That's what the chayv in kiddush hayoyim. V'hani neshei hoil v'isnu b'shmira isnu b'schira. So the chayv all the mitzvahs esses of Shabbos. There's a famous b'kveiga that in the beginning of the fifth perek in Shabbos, Babem Mehemi Yoitzes, if he's mistupak, if this hekesh is mechayev woman on all mitzvahs esses of Shabbos, the haynu shvisas behemtoy. These type of mitzvahs esses also are they chayv in that also or not? Or maybe no, it's only hekesh specifically in Kiddush, in Zochav HaShomer. Omer le-Rabbinu le-Rove, Noshim b'birch samozen, do'i reis le-Drabonon. Nusha, quick question. Noshim, le-Gabin Chiv b'birch samozen, the Mishnah says, v'chayoven b'tfila, u'b'b'nzuza, u'b'birch samozen, is it a reis le-Chiv or a Drabonon le-Chiv? Zogmo, le-Main afkimine, if they chayv le-Reis le-Drabonon, Zogmo, poshen afkimine, la-Fuki rami de-Chavoson. Meaning, if a woman is chayv mid reisa, so osi the reisa, or mapik the reisa, a woman could be moitzi a man b'ich samozen, and they're both on the same level. However, I amrit the rabbonon, if they're only chayv mid rabbonon, she'ein mechuy b'dovo, v'chol she'ein mechuy b'dovo, ein moitzi rami dechavoson. If they're only mechuy mid rabbonon, but mid reisa, they're not chayv in b'ich samozen, they can't be moitzi someone who's chayv mid reisa. So that's the question. Could be moitzi acherim if they're on the same level or not? Do we say that they're chayim in the raisa? Because it says v'chalta v'sevoto. The havmin zok rashi noshim birch samozin the raisa the chsiv v'chalta v'sevoto v'havele mitzvah is man grom havele mitzvah she'en is man groma. It's not negated as man groma. So avada the chayiv. Now kaponim we're asking are the chayim in the raisa the rabbonim? And that the gemara says nafkamina is because of being moitzi others.
Why would they be
there about it,
not the
rice? Oh, so Rashi says, the reason why they might be excluded, even though v'chalta v'sevot is not negay zman groma, it says v'oretz, and oretz lo nitnil nekeves l'schalik. You're going to tell me b'noi slofot have a chelik in it, so chelik aviyem heim. That's not their chelik, they're just taking over the father's place. They're not shehoyim yoytz mitzrayim. So that's the reason why it's only midrabanan, because they excluded from v'oretz l'nitlan in the kevis. V'oretz ha'tov v'shem nosan l'cha. Zog the Gemara, Mai, what's the din? Toshma, the emes omru, ben mevorech l'oviv. A ben, Zog Rashi, is a cotton, could be moitzi his father. The eved mevorech l'raboi. So the Isha Mavgeches Labailo. So we see clearly that really they should be able to be Moitzi. Aval Om Chachomim, Tovim Me'egal Adam, Shisha Bonav Mavarchin Loi. And Me'egal is a klala should come to a person that a wife is Moitzi him. So Iyamid Bishlama de Reisa, if you tell me that what the Chayim de Reisa, so Osi de Reisa, Mabik de Reisa. So then it makes sense how they Moitzi one another. Eli Amid Rabbonon, Osi de Rabbonon, Umabik de Reisa. So how could it be Bichlal that woman could be able to be Moitzi de Reisas? It says that be'etzim they can be moitzi, just tova me'ero. It's not pasnik. But be'etzim it says they can be moitzi. So we see clearly that it's the Reisa. Zog the Mora v'letameich, it says Kotten, he's moitzi his father. Kotten b'chiyuvu, how could b'chal be moitzi his father? He's not a b'chiyuvu b'chal. Elo hocha ma'eskinon, we're talking about when they're specifically on the same level. Kegoin, she'ochal shi'ura de rabonon, meaning, mid'arais it says, v'chalta v'sovoto v'rachto. You have to have k'dei svir. Anything less than k'dei svir, mid'arais you're potter. The rabonon were machmir, machloikas, k'dayas, k'beya, so then you chayv to bench mid'rabonon. So if someone, a father, let's say, ate less than k'dei svir, but he ate k'dayas or k'beya, in such an instance where the son is the rabonon, he can be moitzi his father the rabonon. K'en she'ochal shi'ur the rabonon. So the osi drabonon, umapik drabonon. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about a very specific case. So to noshim. Noshim are moitzi baleim when the baleim are only chayim drabonon to bench. When they ate less than kedei svir, they only chayim drabonon v'chalt v'sevoto, meaning they're not makayim v'sevoto, only kedeis or kebeya. So that specific case, they take it gimi moitzi. Now, this obviously, Tosis brought this earlier, is only when it's one drabonon connected another drabonon. Let's say there's two drabonons, meaning if the kid himself only ate less than k'dei svir, so the kid has number one, he's only midrabonon, and number two, his whole eating was only midrabonon, less than k'dei svir, then it's two drabonons can be moitzi one drabonon. Or let's say by mitzvah drabonon, that's the discussion, meaning it has to be similar with dafka one drabonon, connect one drabonon. So avada, the wife or the kid ate k'dei svir, but the husband or the father did not eat k'dei svir. So then they both won the rabbonons. The wife is rabbonon, and the child is rabbonon, and the father or the husband is rabbonon because they ate less than k'dei svir. But avada, the wife or the child ate k'dei svir. But if they didn't, then it's two rabbonons. So we're talking about specifically on the same level, they both have won the rabbonon. Now Tosis, like you, Bavon, Tosis says over here, Noshim bebechas amozen the rice rabbonon pir shakuntus the salka daitach you might think lo mechavim the rice mishum bechziva lo oretz atoyva ve noshim loy not lo chelik baoretz umash not lo benoy slavchot chelik aviim not lo that was their fathers fakte is akasha bezoi ve tema kahanim levim nami tiboi shirle not lo chelik baoretz do you have a tzad that a coin can be moitzi Yisrael with bechas amozen they don't have chelik in Yisrael either that can't be the reason vim kein lo yoytzi acherem bedech vasim bechas amozen Eli Yeshlemi argues in Rashi. The time Mishum Dichsev Al Bris Rashkasam to Bipsorenu, Valtros Rashli Maratonu, Venoshim less than Bibris, Lobibris, Lobitari. They don't have that Pasha. Vamgino le Kamon, Mishle Oma Bris Viteri, Bichsamos and Leotzi de Chavosi, not Yotzi benching if you don't mention Bris and Torah. So now the question is, Octasis, Vahasakomi Baile, came le Motzulamema Bris Viteri, since they can't say Bris Viteri because they're not Machuim and Talmud Torah, and they don't, Bris is not negated them. So Loy have Elamid Rabbonon, the reason why they're not Machuim and Bichsamos and only Mid Rabbonon, because it's not negated for them to say Bris and Torah. That's one side, so they can't be Moitzi. Oy Dilma came le Shaykhabu, since it's not Shaykh by them, so I have a Shapi de Reiser, so Bichas Amozen is the Reiser, just the part that's not negated to them is not negated to them. But Etzem Bichas Amozen is the Reiser for them too. So to Yisrael Tzikam Achlekes Rashi Tosis, what's the reason why it might be Drabonon? Rashi says it might be Drabonon because it's not negated for them the parasha of Ala Oretz Asher Tov Asher Nosan Loch, because they don't have a chelik in Eitzis Ol. And Tosis says that can't be because Kahanim don't have a chelik either. And of course they can be Moitzi. Of course it's the Reiser. The reason why it's Drabonon maybe is because Brischa V'Torah is not negated to them. The Hagoyis Hashri in the first parak of Megillah, Simon Dalad, he says that we take a hold that Noshim Achayvim Birchas Hamozen Midaraisa. So even though they Chayv Midaraisa, but they can't be Moitzi Anoshim because they can't say Brischa. So effectively, Kiveiga, that's not like our Gemara. Our Gemara says if they Chayv Midaraisa, they could be Moitzi Anoshim. The only reason why we said that they can't be Moitzi is because they only Chayv Midrabonon because they can't say Bris. Because it's not negated to them. That's why it would be called Rabbonon. But if they chayim in the Raisa, even though they can't say Bris, then it should be able to be Moitzi. So what does HaGoyis Hashri say? That the Noshim are chayim in Bichsamoz in the Raisa, but they can't be Moitzi on Noshim. Zokti B'Kivega, Gevaldig Yisoyt, that the Noshim can indeed not say Bris V'Teira. But if they want to be Moitzi on Noshim, so then they say Bichsamoz without those words,
And then the men that are being moitzi say the word it'll work simultaneously. The men say, the women are moitzi them, and the women stop, and then the men say, and that's what it means. That's how they be moitzi others. And that's the only way it would work, meaning that they have to taka work together. Meaning that's the suffix in the Gemara. In Azah Oifen, could they be moitzi one another or not? Avdem Fregen the Achroinim, the Chazanish and others, there's a whole sugi later on in Daf Menvov that you can't be Yoitza Shemea Koine Lechatzoin. That means if one person says Baruch Ato Hashem, and if someone else says the second part of the bracha, you can't be Moitza Shemea Koine from two people. Shemea Koine has to be the Mevorach has to say the ganze bracha. So how is there a tzad over here that the woman is Moitza with Birch Samozin, and the man just says the part of Brisach Samta Bisareinu, Lechoyres felt in the ganze Shemea Koine. Shemea Koine has to come from one person. The Gemara Daf Mem Vov says it can't be coming from two. So how could it work over here that Brisach Samta Bisareinu, they would say themselves, the men would say, and the rest they hear? On that, the stipler says, and other achronim want to say, there's a yisodistic difference. When you yoitza shemea koine from two people, that doesn't work. Shemea koine, you have to hear the ganze bracha from one. Here, you're taka hearing the ganze bracha from one. The birchas hamazon is saying ganze by the isha. The chilek that's not negated to her, that part you're inserting. It's not that you yoitza shemea koine from two people. You're yoitza shemea koine from her. What's negated to her, she says in ganzen. The ganze bracha, she says, what's relevant to her. You're inserting Brisrach Rasamta Bifsareinu. That's like when you hear Megillah. When you hear Megillah and you miss one word from the Valkyra, you can insert one word and you yoitz Shemea Koine from the Valkyra. Inserting a word that doesn't take away from the Shemea Koine from someone else. I'm yoitz the Megillah from the Valkyra. He said the Megillah, I'm yoitz the ganze brach from him, Shemea Koine. The word that I missed, I'm inserting. So the same thing over here. Brisrach Rasamta Bifsareinu, which is not negated to them, they're moitz me on Birch Samozin. What's not negated to them, that I'm inserting, just like an insert by Megillah. Unlike a halba bracha from one and another half a bracha from someone else, that taka you can't be yoitza shemea koina from two people. Meaning two people shemea koina, you can't be yoitza. You can't be yoitza shemea koina from one and another half of the bracha shemea koina from someone else. Masha'enkin chatzi b'shmiya v'chatzi b'dibur, that you could do. That's like Megillah. I'm hearing b'shmiya and I'm doing my egg in the dibur. I'm hearing b'ch samozim from my isha, and then I'm doing the dibur, I'm inserting a bris rosh chasamta b'sareinu. That's called chatzi b'shmiya v'chatzi b'dibur, that you could be yoitzi. Masha'enkin chatzi b'shmiya from one and chatzi b'shmiya from another, that taka would be chisarin and shemea koina. That's a sugyan daf involved. Now the Gemara said that if Noshim only chai mid Rabbonon, so it's considered an einem mechuyi bedover mid Raisa, and einem mechuyi bedover cannot be moitzi someone who's mechuyi mid Raisa. And in that we said, specifically in a case where the Isha ate kedei svia, and the husband ate less than kedei svia, only kazayis or kebeya, then they're both on the same level. The husband is midrabonon because midrais need kesvia, and the woman is the rabonon because she's only midrabonon. So then they taka could be moitzi one another because then it's one rabonon being moitzi another rabonon. But akoponim, when it comes to a rabonon being moitzi the raisa, that the Gemara says it wouldn't work by noshim only if they're on the same level. So the Rosh over here in the Simon Yud Gimel, he bavarns that later on the Gemara Daf Memches says that is the yesodistic difference between a man and a woman. A man that only ate a shir d'rabbonon, he could be moitzi someone that ate a shir d'raisa. Let's say the man only ate kazayis or kebeya, and he wants to be moitzi another man that wants to be yoitzi b'ch samozin alidei v'chalta v'savata, he ate kedei sviya. The man could be moitzi the other man. One is d'rabbonon, one is d'raisa. The teretz is, Dr. Rosh, a man could be moitzi another man because it's a din of arvis. Mitzar arvis, my achrayas, arvis kol yisrael ha'reim zeh l'zeh, my achrayas that I have for the other man, I could be moitzi him even though I'm only mechuyim midrabonon. Fakert, arvis I could be moitzi him even if I was yoitzi in ganze myself. A man could be moitzi even if he didn't eat at all midin arvis. That's a din arvis. I could be moitzi someone else. Now the rabbonon said you have to be nana yourself in order to be moitzi. But as long as you're nana, even if you ate less than kedei svia, you can be moitzi someone else midin arvis. Masha'enke by an isha, it's a yisodistic difference. The noshim are mufka from the din arvis. That means even though noshim we're saying could be moitzi if they're on the same level, but if they're not on the same level, we don't say an isha could be moitzi a man even though he's on a level of chiyuv derais and she's on a level of chiyuv derabanan. Let the arvis be mechayev. No, because a woman is not bichal arvis. So then she can only be moitzi if she's on the same level and she's chai midaraisa. Or if they're both on the same level and they're both chai midrabonon. But if the isha is only chai midrabonon and the man is chai midaraisa on a higher level, meaning kidei sviya, then the woman would not be able to moitzi the ish midin the arvis. The din arvis is gezocht on the man. This chiv achrayas of other people making sure they're mekayim mitzvahs, that is gezocht on the ish. The isha doesn't have the parsha of arvis. She might have the parsha to be moitzi if they're on the same level, but the parsha of arvis the isha doesn't have. Now this is a whole discussion in the poskim. Maybe by mitzvahs that a woman is mechuyim midaraisa, she does have a din arvis. It does work to us arvis. But kaponim, by the mitzvahs that she's less, so then she the arvis that she has will not be enough to be moitzi someone on a higher level. Every man that's moitzi his wife when he comes home after davening Friday night, he's yoytze midaraisa kiddush ready by tefillah, and yet he's moitzi others that might be mechuyim midaraisa. So this is the sugya legabi arvis. Is he only moitzi noshim? Is he moitzi men? If they're on the same level, different level. If he's yoitze by tefillah already, so then he's tak only mechuyim midrabonon. So that's the sugya in arvis, which is not for now. It's later on daf memvov in the sugya of arvis. The Tzlach, the Nodi B'Yudah Taka, uses this yisoy to answer Tosis kasha that kahanim don't have a chelik in oretz. How could it be moitzi? That's not shver because midin arvis kahanim could be moitzi even if they don't have a chelik in oretz. Arvis is a different din that men have lafukei noshim. That's how he answers Tosis kasha. All right, let's see the last Gemara to the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Dorash Rav Avira zimnin omer lo mishmeid Rav Ami v'zimnin omer lo mishmeid Rav Asi. Omru Malachi Hashos lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Hashos told the Eibishter, Riboyne shel Olam, Kosa b'Serah Secha. It's written in the Torah, Asher lo yisa ponim v'lo yikach shoychad. You're not allowed to show favoritism. You're not allowed to take shoychad, any bribery. V'lo yata noisa ponim. You're showing favoritism to call Yisrael. V'lo yata noisa ponim liYisrael. D'chsev yisa Hashem ponav elecho. It says yisa Hashem ponav elecho. So the Eibishter is nesias ponim to call Yisrael. Ah, it says lo yisa ponim. Omru lehem. So he answered, "V'chiloyes upon him liYisrael shekasaft lem b'teira." The Eibusha answered to the Malachi Hashores, "V'chiloyes upon him liYisrael. Should I not be nice upon him and show favoritism to Klal Yisrael shekasaft lem b'teira v'chalto v'savoto v'rachto?" It says in the Torah, "Yoni chayim b'chzamozen after k'day svia v'chalto v'savoto v'rachto." Hashem lekecho. V'he medaktik im al atzmom at kezayis at kebeitza, and they're medaktik to bench even before they yoytze k'day svia, before they satiated, but k'day even by kezayis at kebeya. Machlekes what the shear is, but kaponim they're mechay for themselves even before they savata. So if they're medactic on themselves to be vachalta v'savata even before v'savata, to be mevarech the Eibishter even by kezayis kebeitza, so that's why I'm being nice upon him. So it's takanat shoychad. It's like a reward. It's like a schar. Because they're being medactic on themselves to be mevarech even before v'savata at kezayis at kebeitza, the one mevarech to the Eibishter, so I'm being nice upon him. It's not shoychad. That's good for the schar that I'm giving them because they're going out of their way to be mevarech to me. The famous word, Chaim Elojim once said, it says, "V'ochalta v'svot v'rachto he medakti gimal atzmom at kezayis at kebeya." What do you mean? If the medakti kezayis, what do you mean the medakti kebeya? Kezayis is less than the kebeya. If the medakti kezayis, for sure the medakti on the kebeya. So he's medayik, the pshat is, medakti gimal atzmom at kezayis. For themselves, they mevorech when they ate a kezayis already. But when they have guests come to the home, they don't say, "Okay, you ate enough. I gave you kezayis. Achnos orchem is over. Now bench." No, al atzmom it's takat kezayis. For others, it's at kebeya. They're medakting al atzmom at kezayis. For themselves, it's takat kezayis. But when it comes to acherim, they make sure to give them more than that, to give them a kebeya. And for others, they're not going to be kagzik, so to speak. And that you had enough to eat. I gave you enough. It's enough to be bench ready. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom, Daf Chof Omid Beis.